From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu vowed Monday his country would rid its border region of Islamic State militants. The remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that rebel fighters were massing inside Turkey and carrying out an offensive on the Islamic State-held Syrian town of Jarablus. Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday that for now, Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There was no immediate response from Russia. Meanwhile, fighting continued Monday in Syria. The Kurdish Hawar News Agency says fighting erupted between Kurdish fighters and pro-government militias in the northern city of Hasakeh. The United Nations aid chief was warning on Monday that the situation in Syria represents the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time. He said there is a race against time to save hundreds of thousands of besieged civilians with food, water, and medical supplies. The U.S. Olympic winning medalist Ryan Lochte has lost two major sponsors after admitting he exaggerated claims about being robbed in Brazil. Swimsuit company Speedo USA and clothing maker Ralph Lauren both announced Monday they would no longer be working with Lochte. Libya's internationally recognized parliament on Monday voted no confidence in a UN-backed unity government. Lawmakers gave Prime Minister-designate Fayez al-Sarraj a 10-day deadline to come up with a new lineup. Backers of the unity government dismissed the move as unconstitutional, but Monday's vote is seen as a blow to efforts to end Libya's political chaos. This is VOA News.